from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. Odyssey app.
Stephon's a dog. The biggest thing about Stephon is that he's a good guy. I mean, everybody say all this stuff about him, he's a diva. I haven't seen it. I mean, in the locker room, on the field, you know, pep talks when we in the huddle. He's a great dude, and he back it up when he get on the field. I mean, he's a great player, so I'm excited to have him part of the team.
Houston Texans tackle Titus Howard on how he and maybe all of them love Diggs. He can wear on you. We could tell you a little bit, but
when it's good, it's great.
We so loved him.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Right. When he got here,
yep.
And most of the last 4 years were a rousing success.
Right. To me, none of that's an eye roll. It didn't end well. I think, pretty strongly, maybe to varying degrees, suspect that there was some, you know, personalities or something he wanted to go for some reason or another. That doesn't wash away, 3+ years, really. He was really good last year, too. It just tailed off at the end. But, so, you know, I imagine a certain sort of Bills fan hearing that and just thinking, like, it's a ticking time bomb. But, you know, you got almost 4 years out of it. Like, that's pretty good. Like, I would do all that again. Like, I know you'd rather have Justin Jefferson. Sure, okay. But, you know, I don't have any there was a day last week, one day, you weren't in, or the week before, I don't remember which now.
You've had
these Fridays, you know, this is me 5 years ago. You've got these lacrosse. I was running around for the hockey. Anyway, I talked a lot about Ayuk, and I got one person that called with this, and a lot of it on Twitter, like, didn't you learn anything from Diggs? Like, that he was great, and they were great, and he helped them be great. That's what I learned. So, yeah, I would do it all again. I would do it with Brandon Ayuk again right now. First-round pick next year. Fine. Done. $120 million 4-year contract. Fine. Done. In a second.
Wow. Let me think about that. Here's Elliot with us. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I love this talk. I hadn't heard that piece that you guys put from the Texas player talking about Diggs. And what I was going to say when I was already on air is really related to that. It's just, I do think it's a ticking time bomb. I think we get 3-4 games into the season. I believe the Texans are going to be a wonderful football team, great to watch. But I think 3-4 games into the season, maybe Diggs isn't getting as many looks as he wants. Maybe he's dropping a couple passes. He's playing well, I'm sure. And I think the frustration sets in really quick in the new environment for him. And I really think that can cause their offensive players problems as the year goes on, pretty early on. And I think that the reason that these players love him now is because he is a likable guy. He's funny. He's extremely hardworking. He's extremely athletic and talented. But I think the bad in Diggs comes out once the games start coming.
Well, who knows? I mean, there have been lots of moments here over the years with him, especially in the last 14 months, where we've all tried to read his mind. And you just have to know what you're doing. You're just guessing about somebody's mentality, attitude that you don't know. and then how other people are going to react to him. So we've learned a lot about him and we've gone through it, but I have no guess as to whether they'll get tired of him to the extent that it causes a problem mm-hmm. on that team. You know, I'm not even sure how much of a problem it was on this team. It's clear to me, I think this is safe to say, that there was discord. And this goes back to the previous year. But they were still pretty good. And he was still pretty good.
Right.
And it turns out that on their last drive of the year, famously, Diggs dropped a pass. I'll say it. I don't see anybody else tweeting it, but maybe it's not that interesting, or maybe I'm just looking in the wrong places. Allen on that drive, 6 for 6, to receivers not named Diggs, 0 for 3 to Diggs. I mean, that's sort of a symbol, you could mm-hmm. say, of what happened, but it could also just be like a sample. It's one drive. Does it have to mean that Diggs wasn't trying?
Right.
The pass.
Or that Allen lost faith in him or whatever. Like that he ignored him on that crosser that you wanted him right. to throw so badly because he had dropped the 80-yarder earlier. Or, well, it was a 65. Whatever. You know what I'm saying.
The pass I wanted Allen to make was to Diggs over the middle, and I don't know. It's probably a leap to say that anything personal had anything right. to do with that. Imagine Allen getting this question at training camp tomorrow. Hey, what happened on that play? Were you mad at Diggs? He's just going to like laugh at you if you say that. But I don't know. Like, might there be truth to it? I have no interest in guessing whether the 80 people involved in the Houston Texans locker room are like going to gang up against Diggs or shun him or anything bad. I mean, I get why they did it. I think that's a great bet, just like it was for the Bills when they got him for a first. This is for a second in the future. Pretty easy snap call for the Texans, I think, on that. I wonder if there was much of a negotiation there.
I think they paid a lot for a player at his age. Like, I get why they did it. I wouldn't say I necessarily would. Well, I guess I would. I think they paid more than the market rate. So Bean did a great job considering where he was. Like, if you think, and he told Tyler Dunn this. I read a long piece at Tyler Dunn's excellent site, golongtd.com, that I just saw today. I'm pretty sure it's brand new. A long sit down with Bean, and he said we had an offer from Houston for quite a while. Like, we talked about it for a long time before we acted on it. Now, I don't know what a long time is. He doesn't specify if that's a few days or a few weeks or more than that. But a second-round pick, the market was telling you that's a 4 or a 5 for a player at his age with a contract. And so
it's a second round in the future, but yes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you push
sure,
it a year.
You push it a year, so maybe it's a third.
Maybe it's a late third. But, like, they'll be good.
Yeah.
But still, fine.
They paid a premium, is all I'm saying. And, you know, I wouldn't have necessarily expected that as a return in any Diggs trade. I mean, we were talking for weeks and months about how it's not even really feasible to do it from the Bills' end, but they found a way to do that. I just never would have thought a second round pick. But anyway,
I think you're going to put up with somebody comes into your workplace and they're a dominant presence and they're great at their job. And for a while, you love it because it lifts mm-hmm. all the boats, right? And just everybody's better off. You know, depending on how the person operates, that can eventually wear on you and then your feelings change. And that's a pretty simplistic, you know, comparison to try to make it into like a bank job or something. But because, you know, his skills would be declining soon, if not already. Mm-hmm. And there are other factors that go in. One that does not go in, Bulldog, is that the Bills were flush at receiver and could afford to lose him. Because there's just no way I'm buying that.
Right. No.
It's more the other way around, where they were so done that they were willing to trade him for a future draft pick without having a replacement.
With the other starting receiver about to walk into free agency or having already walked.
Yeah, they would already have dismissed
right.
Davis.
Like, they already knew that what was going to happen there,
correct.
I would think. So, yeah. And, you know, look, ticking time bomb. Like, to me, there's nothing in Diggs' history that tells you it's going to happen right away, like the caller is saying, like 3-4 games in. But again, you also don't know what it looks like if he feels like he's being slighted or ignored, because he got here and it was just like honeymoon city. I mean, it was just the ball was pouring to him and they just won right away and it just went great until it didn't. So I don't know. I wouldn't myself predict it could get sideways that fast, but we haven't seen him sort of subjugated really yet. So if that happens, you know, if he's seeing 5 targets a game because Collins and Dell are just eating at a buffet constantly, maybe it does escalate fast, but I wouldn't predict it.
Yeah, that's different. That's very different from when he landed here.
Right.
What they have already established in Houston, our guest is talking about mixing and running the ball, and that's what I kind of think. I'm not drafting much Diggs. He's 4th-round mm-hmm. pick, and 3 receivers plus mixing plus what they showed last year as to not being so pass happy. I'm just sort of lukewarm on him in terms of this year's numbers. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Thank you, Elliot. Back after this timeout here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.